I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll get back to phone lines here in just a bit, but right now we welcome in Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how we doing? Rhea.
Hello. So I had to have an emergency dental visit yesterday.
Hugh knows all about those.
Yeah, I had.
They're not fun. So I call my dentist, Dr. Halpern, who's awesome. I call him and I said, you know, I gotta get in. And he goes, well, we can get you in at 3 p.m. today, this is yesterday, or 11 a.m. tomorrow. And I said, I'm with my midday guys.
Can't miss that spot.
So when anyone says they'd rather go to the dentist than be on your show, in my case, I'd rather be here.
Well, thank you. That's why
we love you, Rhea. And we appreciate that. Rhea, we're happy to have you. Yep. It's been quite a week in Eagles land here.
It's a lot going on.
It's a lot. The craziest thing is they won on Sunday.
And really?
And it feels like everything but that. All right, first, before we get to the team and where they're going, where are you right now on the Sirianni situation? Because this is wild.
Well, the crazy thing is, so I was at the game, so I didn't know about it until I got home. And, you know, you know when you go to the game, we have a thing when they win. You know, we go hang out, have a couple of cocktails.
Sure.
And
celebrate
something
the win.
To eat,
yeah.
You know? Well, there wasn't much celebrating because it was kind of painful. They were tied 10-10 with the Browns in the fourth quarter. So I get home and then I'm doing some stuff around the house. I didn't really know about it till like 2 hours after the game when somebody sent me a text. And I went on and looked and I went, oh, that's not good at all.
It's not going to work.
No. And then his post-game news conference was slightly unhinged.
I think that's a good way to frame it. And then he apologized and he moved on. But I also thought it was interesting this week with you and Joe in the morning show, because you guys had him on as always. And Joe asked him about the kids.
Yeah.
And he's done this before. I've never criticized him for it. But that was, it just felt like on Sunday that was not the right time. Like
it was a tone deaf move.
It was. Yeah. Like to me, that's one of those where you say, whoever was watching him during the game, whether his parents or his wife, like this, we're going to do a pivot here.
Read the room.
Not today.
No, it should be somebody on the team.
Well, they can make the suggestion, but he's got to be the one that says, all right, I'm not doing this today.
Listen, when it's a playoff win, it doesn't bother me.
Sure, celebratory.
I have no problem. And frankly, sometimes the kids are more amusing. And by the way, his kids are very well behaved.
They are.
Very, very well behaved.
I will say that.
Better
about
than
good
him.
Kids. Good
I mean,
kids.
Listen, I know my kid wouldn't sit there for 20 minutes.
Harper ain't doing
no.
that.
No. it's not happening.
I'm embarrassed if he's coming to the podium.
Exactly.
So we're not bringing Harper to the pregame show?
Definitely not bringing him to the pregame show.
But now we go towards this week, Rhea. And look, he's got to get this thing back on track. The offense is better. But Rhea, we all thought they'd make the playoffs. We put our I remember the WIP asked us all for our predictions.
Sure.
Everyone said playoffs.
I think I said 11 or 12 wins.
I think I had 10 first
round. Still in play.
Some people said Super Bowl, but none of us said miss the playoffs.
No.
And now, Rhea, after watching them for 5 weeks, I think that's in play. Do you still think this is a playoff team?
Well, I think I will surprise you. I am a yes.
Okay.
Albeit it's a shaky yes. But I think there's just, you know, you look at the talent on offense. I mean, if AJ's healthy enough to play, you got Devontae back. You have Saquon Barkley. You know, Dallas misses a bunch of games every year. Calcaterra actually looked decent.
He had some bursts.
You know, I love Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. I'm so excited for those two. Jalen Carter, I'd like him to start wrecking games, but the people around him got to play better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's not getting, you know, double and triple teamed, which kind of limits his effectiveness. So I just think there's too much talent. Now, I heard you guys talking about that, so I was looking at the Washington Commanders' schedule and the Eagles' schedule, like down the show. They play on December 22nd.
That's going to be
in Washington.
In Washington.
That probably decides the spot.
And they also have the Cowboys right around there. So it could come down to it at the end there. And listen, that kid didn't score a touchdown, what, for his first three games? Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, then he's been on fire since
now
then.
He's been on fire.
Man, he just looks so comfortable in the pocket. I had a chance to talk to Doug Williams, just called him out the blue, and I was like, yo, that young cat looked pretty good. And he was like, yeah, he's even better off the field.
I saw him in the locker room in one of their post-game
celebrations. Oh, yeah, he's around a lot.
Zones.
Yeah, Doug's around a lot.
You want to know the crazy thing? So you've got Jerry Jones and his mess of a team down there, and him trying to fire his radio host on the air. You've got the Hard Knocks thing with the Giants. You've got Eagles and Sirianni, you know, going after fans. The Washington Commanders, I'm
have
going to say
this. Have gotten together in 1 year.
Might be the least dysfunctional team in the NFC.
And how crazy is that? And you know who called it?
Like, what early world are we
on,
in?
Like early on, Joe called that. And I was like, oh, Joe, you're tripping. This is the same team last year that had a Super Bowl winning offensive coordinator come in. Mm-hmm. And they didn't like the way that he was working them. And they called the NFL office on him.
No, no,
like, and I thought that was the most ridiculous thing in the world. And
Joshua
now,
Harris.
And now, and now they look like the class of the NFC East.
And why does? Hugh, it's very simple. If you think you have a franchise quarterback.
It changes everything.
Solves a lot of ills.
It does. And the weird thing is, Rhea, is that you talk about all the players that they have on their team and how they got
Terry
rid of
McLaurin
Chase.
Must
yeah.
be thrilled.
And
finally, someone that could throw him the
yes.
ball.
They got one guy.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so hard. It's so important to get that one yeah. guy, because it changed everything. The same team I just said told on somebody was losing games.
Yeah.
Who was that? Was it Ron Payne in a press conference said he can't stand it here
yeah.
or something?
No,
like now they're. The class of the NFC. Yeah.
And they don't have to pay them for a couple of years.
I know. Yeah.
So they can build around them.
So
yes.
I think that you
yeah.
brought us to a point on the yeah. quarterback, because it sometimes we overcomplicate. The team that gets the best quarterback play probably wins every division, yeah. right? Josh sure. Allen's going to win his division.
Sam Darnold.
Well, right now he's played well.
I
think the Lions win it, but he's played well. We're not getting the best quarterback play in our division.
No.
Washington is. All right, Rhea, the offense, because you're right. They have talent. They have A.J. Devontae.
Tons of talent.
But they're 18th in points per game. Like,
yeah.
why? What's your theory on why this offense looks so blah?
Well, you know, obviously 3 games without AJ.
That's
a big
part.
Because
sure.
they scored, how many points did they score in the first 34?
34 and then 20 this week.
Yeah, and they probably, outside of that turnover that he had, probably should have had like 41 points
yep.
in that game. So I'll give AJ, and AJ still looked great in this game. That back together, Devontae back from the concussion. You got to get Saquon. You know, that him not being able to get anything going was a little concerning. But, I mean, they do have some talent on that Cleveland Browns team.
They do.
It's
the
not
defense.
On the offensive
no.
side.
And that's not the quarterback, speaking
no.
quarterbacks.
No, it's not. So, no, he's got to play better. I thought it was really interesting, Hugh, that Lane kept bringing up or brought up yesterday about, you know, that they are not getting the ball off.
Quick enough.
Yeah, quick enough. And as a defensive player, do you like, is that, like,
oh, that makes it easier.
Yeah.
It makes it easier to do whatever it is you're going to do. Because all I got to do is, I never really was one that looked at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know that this team has issues getting the ball off, all I got to do is look at the play. I got to look at the timer, 30-second clock, and timing it. And a lot of times, they're getting the plays in, and you see the clock is like 5,
yeah.
4,
you're like,
three.
This is going to be
and
know,
as a defensive
chaos.
Lineman, all I got to do is get off the ball.
Yeah.
It's 3 seconds. I know they're going to hike it before 3 seconds, so yeah. just go.
Yeah.
And it makes it harder. Like the play that everybody was talking about when Saquon missed the block,
yeah.
that was a perfect time blitz. And Saquon, his read is he has to check inside first. He should have, you know, and I know people say he should have got the blitz off the corner.
Yeah.
But your initial read is inside out. So – when he went out, the linebacker was already on
yeah.
him, and he already made the play,
man,
so it was tough. Yeah,
up.
He blew it up. He blew it up. But
just,
you got to get him off fast.
But that's, I mean, the quarterback, I know he had 156-point rate. It was funny, because I'm leaving the game, and I love Merrill Reese and Mike Quick, but I was at the game, and I'm looking at it without any stats. I'm watching this game going, I wasn't that impressed with Jalen. Now, he had the throws, a couple were great. They're like, what a great game. And it's my friend in the car. I'm like, great game.
It was over his first five. Yeah.
yeah. And he did get better as the game went on. But they've got to get these starts. But he needs to be better.
So I keep coming back to this. Is this team poorly coached, or are they just stinking it up to start the game? Because you look, I mentioned 18th of points per game, but Rhea, if you look second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, it's around 10, you know, they're like
yeah.
10th in the league in points per game in those
yeah.
quarters, right? They're scoring in the second, mm-hmm. they're scoring in the third, they're scoring a little bit in the fourth. They haven't scored a point in the first quarter of a game this season. It feels unbelievable.
It feels, yeah, it's bizarre. Listen, we go back to coaching. I'm not sure what Sirianni's doing.
None of us are.
Yeah, you know I have killed Kellen Moore like through the first couple of games. I don't think it's a Kellen Moore problem anymore. I think it's a Jalen problem. I think they are doing what they think he can do.
It's starting to seem that.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
segue. Somebody sent me a tweet.
I don't think it's a tweet.
It was a twit.
I'm not going to argue that.
Someone sent me a twit.
Kyle, it was
Kurt Warner.
Oh yeah, Kurt Warner.
I've never played quarterback. But when you see, I'm a fan of common denominators. And right now, the common denominator in this whole thing is Jalen.
Who's the passing coordinator for the Washington Commanders?
Brian Johnson.
Wait a minute. Don't do that, Rhea, because that's going to trigger somebody that we know. Like, he gets triggered when
who gets triggered?
Kyle. Oh. He probably won't get triggered with you, but he'll yell at me all day.
I was cutting your idiotic.
I got a twit. I said, I just asked a question, Kyle. I was information gathering, and I said, who's the passing coordinator for the Washington Commanders?
Brian Johnson. Mm-hmm.
But you talk about poetic justice for somebody who was called incompetent last year. Even though he is not the offensive coordinator, he is going to be, he's associated with one of
with
the
a
better,
rising star.
Yes.
His rookie quarterback completing 75% of his passes.
And that's the thing that offensive coordinators, that's the thing that teams are going to look at and say,
Now maybe last year was an aberration.
There you go.
On everybody's list.
Yes, he was.
And it was so bad. And so you just have to think, you know, are they just, Kellen Moore runs a certain kind of offense. We are seeing the same offense, and maybe it's just the one that Jalen's comfortable with.
I think you might be right. All right, let's end with this, Rhea. Yep. Usually with the Eagles, the last, I would say, 10 years, maybe more now, no matter what's going on, if they're great, they're good, they're bad, they beat the Giants, right? It's like, they beat the Giants.
Well, not last year.
But you're right. Do you trust them to beat the Giants on Sunday? Because this is a win, typically, over the last decade, they just beat that team.
Well, I don't, I mean, you know, Daniel Jones has to have everything go right for him. Now, he's getting Neighbors back, right? I believe Neighbors is coming back.
He practiced yesterday,
He does not have his left tackle. His left tackle, who that guy's pretty good, that Andrew Thomas. He's gone for the rest of the year. Hopefully it'll be more than 4 points, but they're playing decently on the defensive side. So, you know, Dexter Lawrence has got a hip issue, and, you know, he can wreck some games for you. So, yes, I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Well, hopefully.
Again, like I said with the playoffs, it's a shaky one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a shaky yes.
Put it like this, Joe and Rhea. If we're shaky all the way down until we get into the playoffs, I'll take that because hopefully then we will catapult into being the team that we always thought they were. I just feel like there's no middle ground when it comes to this football team. It's going to get better. Was going to get way worse.
We are scarred from the end of last year.
Of course.
That's why, like, everybody's like, and then what the Phillies just did to us, it's, you know. So I wore my Temple sweatshirt yesterday. So I said, you got to tell. I said, they're the only team that hasn't annoyed me this week because I'm used to losing as a Temple fan.
Yeah, that's expected.
It's not. I'm not scarred, and I happily represent my team.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, when the head coach is not going to yelling at the crowd at Temple, they're not doing that. They're just losing regularly. All right, we appreciate it, Rhea. There she goes, Rhea.
Have
Hughes.
Fun at the dentist.
Well, she went yesterday.
No, I went yesterday.
Oh, you went yesterday. I'm sorry.
I'm all
fixed. She could join us today.
Yeah, I forgot.
I went to the dentist yesterday to come hang out with you.
Sometimes you had to explain it to me again. Because
you're a twit.
Yeah, a twit. That's what twits do.
He was a twit. 215-592-9494. On the other side, your phone calls.
Forget you, Kyle. How about that?
And if we'll get more into the offense. What is going on here with this offense? That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, let me tell you about bacon, because y'all know I love bacon. I can eat bacon all times of the day, and I especially love Hatfield bacon. And now Hatfield has made it even easier to enjoy a delicious breakfast with their new breakfast line. Savory breakfast ham slices, they got pork roll, juicy breakfast sausage links, and Canadian bacon. And soon in your grocery store's frozen section, Hatfield's frozen sausage patties and links. Perfect for those busy mornings. Head to simplyhatfield.com to find a retail location near you. Find your flavor.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.